Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation Chair Susan Switzer. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Daniel. It's always a pleasure. And once again, we thank Jam for all of your support and getting the word out there about the need for our local hospital.
We've got two campaigns we want to talk about. Let's start with the one that is already underway, the Wish campaign.
This is one of our major fundraisers during the year. We've been doing it now, probably close to 10 years. We usually launch it just before Christmas and run to the beginning of December. And we're asking people for donations, usually to support a specific piece of equipment. For the last 2 years, we've been focusing on the automated dispensing unit and all the related digital equipment that went with it. And we raised the $240,000 that we required for it. And those pieces of equipment are now being purchased. So this year, we're changing our focus a little bit because with every piece of equipment you ever buy, the moment you purchase it, you start counting the days until it no longer functions. And that happens at the hospital as well. So we've been working closely with them to create a wish list of capital equipment that is a priority, things that need to be replaced as soon as possible. And that's what this wish campaign is focusing on. People might laugh, but the biggest thing that we require are commercial washing machines. They haven't been replaced since the hospital was built, and they're nearing their last legs. The industrial washing machines, they're critical for keeping things clean. All the linens, clothing for the long-term care, scrubs for the doctors. It's kind of the heartbeat of the hospital. Not much you can do without the washing machines working. We need two of them, and they're $26,000 each. Something else that is required is an ice machine for over in the long-term care. We also require a cooler and a walk-in freezer and a bladder scanner. And all that information will be in the flyer that has been sent out and everybody should have in their mailbox now. And it just has a short letter outlining what the Wish campaign is. And then it has the actual list of the equipment that is required, and then a list also of the equipment that we've purchased since 2009. We're closing in on $1 million. It's $853,000 of equipment that has been purchased to date. And then we have a little look back at the things that we've been doing this past year, the automated dispensing unit being installed, the Darlene Jordan raffle, which happened on Tuesday, the launch of our campaign, and the trivia nights and the high tea. So it gives you just a brief snapshot of what's been going on with the foundation. And within the flyer, there is a donation slip. And if you wish, you can fill it out and bring it up to the hospital, to the reception desk. They'll take your money. You can also donate online. That information should also be on the donation slip, or you can fill in the donation slip and mail it to the foundation. You'll also receive a tax receipt for any donation that we receive.
Part of the Wish campaign is the tree, a very iconic aspect of the campaign.
So every year we've been putting up a tree in the hospital lobby and decorating it with stars. When someone gives a donation, we write the name of the person donating and it gets hung on the tree. So it's really beautiful at the end of the 5-6 weeks of the campaign to see this tree decorated with all these stars. And just like any other piece of equipment, our poor old tree there has seen better days. So Canadian Tire stepped forward, offered us a new tree, a beautiful 9-foot pre-lit tree at a huge cost saving. So that's been a really tremendous benefit to us. So when you come up to the hospital lobby this year, you'll see this gorgeous new tree, and hopefully it'll be decked out from top to bottom in silver stars, recognizing all the donations that have been made to this campaign.
But we do want to talk about next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday.
This is an event that had started a number of years ago in response to Black Friday. People spend lots of money on Black Friday purchasing gifts and an initiative started saying, you know, if you have Black Friday and Cyber Monday, what about giving back to your community and to needy organizations? And they called it Giving Tuesday. We've been running the program here for, I think, 7 or 8 years now. And it's been very successful. And it's just for one day, for 24 hours. And we try to raise as much money as possible. For that, you can donate online. If you go to the Lady Dunn Health Center website, and then it says donate now, and that takes you directly to the foundation page, and you click on Giving Tuesday. CanadaHelps.org is organizing that, and will also track all of the donations that we receive on Giving Tuesday.
And again, that is in addition to the Wish campaign.
Yeah, it's just sort of a little push, and we've been so fortunate that we have Northern Lights Ford. They've really taken a lead on this for quite a number of years now, starting with matching donations, and now they're going to launch our campaign here with a $1,500 donation. We also have a very generous donor that is going to do matching donations as well. This will be in memory of Gordon Eason, and any money donated on Giving Tuesday, they will match up to $5,000. Last year, we raised a little over $11,000 in that 24-hour period, and we're hoping this year that we'll reach at least that and maybe even surpass it.
And once again, the Wish campaign is underway through the holiday season. Anything else you want to make sure to mention?
Just a sincere thank you to each and every person, organization, business, service club, for your ongoing support. It has been overwhelming, and we've lost track of all the superlatives that we've used, but it is greatly appreciated, and it is keeping our hospital running with the most modern equipment that's possible. That's good for all of our patients, but also great for attracting new personnel. And we really wish you a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Once again, that is Susan Switzer, chair of the Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.